In its second term, the Bush administration has stepped up efforts to find and locate individuals who are brought to this country illegally and against their will. Four Wisconsin organizations have just received $85,000 in federally funded contracts. The money will fund training for intensive outreach efforts. Mary Jo Joyce is president of a consulting firm that is working with the federal government to end human trafficking. She says outreach is necessary because people brought here illegally are rarely able to seek help on their own.
In many cases, they're worried about being deported. In other cases, they're worried about worse than that. They're worried about being killed. They often come from countries where human rights violations are the order of the day. And so it's not likely that they're going to jump up and down and say, hey, I'm a victim of human trafficking. They don't know, probably in most cases, that there is even such a crime and that they have rights and that there is help available to them.
The four organizations receiving contracts are United Migrant Opportunity Services, International Institute of Wisconsin, Burleigh Street Community Development Corporation, and the Way and the Truth Ministries. Depending upon the results of the outreach efforts, additional funding may be available for these organizations. Susie Seidelman, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.